Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ministry Along the Way Radio. I am Demetria, your co-host.
And I am Tanya. Happy Tuesday once again.
We are back. We're back.
And this is our 10th show.
It is, as a matter of fact. Okay. I'm going to be right back.
Oh, no one's throwing you a curveball. Throwing me a curveball, y'all. And while she with Ministry Along the Way. And so I just want to say hello once again, and I'm so glad that we're back today, and thank God that we made it to another Tuesday. We have with us our special guest, again, Mindy. We have a habit of when we touch on a topic, if it just seems like one of those things that there was a lot still left out there on a table, we want to talk about it a little bit more and kind of discover it a little bit more. So we thought, why not have Mindy come back, especially hearing some of the comments that people said. And it was so great as episode two. I'm sorry, y'all. I stretched you through some of the comments that you guys and good feedback you gave us about the show. But wait a minute, my lovely sister just bought in some cupcakes
to celebrate.
To celebrate the 10th show.
Wow.
The 10th show. You don't miss anything.
Right after you tell me you're not eating sweets anymore.
That's okay. I'm making it judgment. That's okay. This is something that's well deserved.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So much love.
We'll have to eat them right now. I wish that you all could see this, but there's some beautiful cupcakes with a blue candle. Might I add, I just have to say that.
And this is green.
The green?
I just thought our colors were
blue.
I took what they gave
blue.
Me.
Yeah.
That's the cupcake factory.
Well, we're ready.
Yep.
Happy candle.
Happy episode.
Yes. Thank you. Demetria, while you were walking out to get, I'm gonna keep this cupcake. While you were out walking to get this beautiful surprise, I was just telling folks the reason we decided to stay on this path of under construction, because often when we get a topic and it just seems like we've left a lot out on the table and just so much more to talk about, and then the good feedback that we get from people. I know all through last week, you know, I got folks calling and having some really encouraging things to say. So why not, you know, just continue the discussion. So, yeah.
And Mindy was willing to come back and join us. We appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
Like, you're here on our special night. Yes.
Celebrate with us.
Hands down.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It is.
Yeah, I got a lot of positive feedback on last week's show. So much so that one of my friends, she's a Sunday school teacher, and she said, I'm changing my lesson. I'm changing my lesson for this Sunday. I'm redoing the whole thing. She's like, I'm doing road signs.
Amen.
That just blessed me. That blessed me. People don't think about it.
Right.
You know, like we were saying, we might go cruising down the street. We don't even know how we made it from point A to point B, especially if it's a route that we're used to taking. So some of the conversations that I did have where people told me, I never thought about it. I don't have a sign. So I just want to put this out there. This may not even be a sign for now. It may have been something in your past, maybe a situation you were dealing with. Maybe nothing heavy, but it could have been. But looking back, what road sign would you attach to that situation? So as we're talking, you know,
I'm so glad you framed it that way, because it's not necessary. Let me just say, I look for God in everything. And I think this is what your signs are doing, right?
Yes.
There's so much we can see out here in the world. This is, you know, that we can see God in everything. So generally when you see a sign, what does that, you know, lead you to think about? What does that sign speak to you? Not specifically saying, you know, we're attaching road signs to, you know, saying, oh, if you see a road sign, it's supposed to give you instructions. But, you know, literally, a word may prompt something.
Right. Yeah.
You know, a conversation that you may have had with a friend may prompt something.
Mm-hmm.
But the road sign, I can see the analogy of how you can see a U-turn and say, I thought, you know, I can see how I had to make some U-turns in the past.
Right.
And rethink some decisions that I made or was getting ready to make, you know. So I like it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my good friends came to visit with me, and I hope she's listening now. I won't say her name, but she came to visit because she had a job interview, and she came all the way from Georgia. But before she made the trip, she called and she said, Tanya, I was literally in tears because it was a lot of things we talked about. It was confirmation. She had heard almost similar to the same discussion two other times, and this was her sign, and it was a confirmation. And just to hear her say how intently she had listened to the show and how helpful it was, even much so, her mother, my clay mother, said, give me the link, I want to listen, you know. And I got some comments to encourage me to study more and to dig into God's word a little bit deeper, which leads me to say people who are listening to us know that this conversation is open for everybody, and we want to hear what everyone has to bring to the table with God's word
yes.
and message. When Demetria and I first, well, when you decided this, we took conversations that we would have intimately, and we wanted to share them with people.
Right.
So we don't see ourselves as an authority on anything.
Right.
You know, we're constantly learning. And so I just want to put that out there to encourage people, whatever you may hear us say or anything, we hope that this invokes you to want to get to know God better and a little bit deeper.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just
right.
wanted to
share that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I was reading, you know, just since we've had this conversation about road signs, and I came across some simple things in the Bible. I want to say, come before we get out here,
yes.
I say that. You know what? I think God is in the road signs. Jeremiah 31. This is from the New International Version.
Okay.
Verse 21. Set up road signs. How do you like that? Set up road signs. Put up guideposts. Note of the highway, the road that you take. Isn't that mm-hmm. something?
Yeah.
So God is in the road signs. Who knew?
Yes, yes.
He knew we would be under construction throughout our entire life. So I was,
yeah. I think it's right in. This is on a biblical basis. And I'm not
yes. No. Can you say it and repeat it again?
Yes.
So that's the first one that I came across. Jeremiah 31 and verse 21. This is from the New International Version. Set up road signs. Put up guideposts. Take note of the highway, the road that you take.
Wow.
And this one, I hope y'all like this one as much as I did. This is from the Message,
yes.
the version of the Bible called the Message. It's from Proverbs 4, starting at the 10th verse, 10 through 15. Dear friend, take my advice. It will add years to your life. I'm writing out clear directions to wisdom ways. I'm drawing a map to righteous roads.
Wow.
I don't want you ending up in blind alleys or wasting time making wrong turns. Hold tight to good advice. Don't relax your grip. Guard it well. Your life is at stake. Don't take wicked bypaths. Don't so much as set foot on that road. Stay clear of it. Give it a wide berth. Make a detour and be on your way.
Yeah,
I was laughing when I read it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with that.
That's awesome. That's a good way to start.
Yeah.
The show. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
See God in everything. He's in everything.
Yes. Yes. And it says that God's made it known to all men in creation that there is a God. And everywhere we look,
if we're looking, sometimes, like you said, we just get busy and we're just driving and we're moving on. But if we look, he's speaking in creation to us.
Yes, he is.
He's speaking to us.
Yes.
And if we would just pause and look.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Right. Take some time. We want you guys to join in on this discussion. We're so excited. And before we get so far ahead of ourselves, that's my road sign anyway that
okay.
I want to put ahead of ourselves. So the phone number to call is 347-637-3604, and you just simply press 1 if you want to join in on the discussion with us.
Right.
And there's also a fun chat room. If you type in a comment, we can see that comment, and we'll definitely put that comment into the show.
Now, in order to visit with us in the chat room, you do need to go ahead and create a login with Blog Talk Radio. So you would create your login, your name, and your password, and you'll be able to chat with us in the chat room.
And I think I see my cousin holding on. I see an area code 678. I think that's Georgia. If that's you, I love you much. And so, join in if you want to say anything. Mindy,
yes.
What made you come up with this road sign, visual?
One day I was on the road,
mm-hmm.
and God began to speak to me. He began to speak to me about yielding to him.
Uh-huh.
And I just began to meditate on it. And sometimes I would see big billboards and sayings on the billboards. It was like I'd be going through something that day, and I'd look at the billboard. It was like God said something on the billboard. I don't remember what it said at
right.
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But and everywhere I would look, I would get excited because he would just be speaking to me through creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of neat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it kind of prompted you to start this.
Yes.
You know, it's nice when we realize that God wants to be in a personal relationship with us. So you're driving along, minding your own business, mm-hmm. and then your personal God, through something, some inanimate object, and catches your attention.
Yes.
He wants to be more than just this being on this force out there. He wants that personal relationship with us. Suddenly.
Yes, he does.
Then he does. And I know he does.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't think we know it. And I think in conversations like this, one of my hopes is that we can make that impression on people if
mm-hmm.
they don't know it already.
Mm-hmm.
That you can, I'm like, wow, I like God. I'd like to be that intimate with God or that personal with God. You can be. You can be.
Yeah.
Right. Starting now, you can be. Look for him. Look for him in the small things. Look for him in those times of your life when the building process is taking place.
Right.
And allow it to take process.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want him to build it when you're looking. I have a scripture that goes with that I'd like to just read. In Job 39:11, it says, will you rely on him for his great strength? Will you leave your heavy work to him? And so when you're out on the road, he is jealous for us. He doesn't want us to build our own life.
Do it our own way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us to do it our own way. He wants us to want to have a relationship with him. That's what knowing Jesus is all about.
Absolutely.
Knowing him in a personal way.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to build.
Mm-hmm.
Your life.
Yeah, and for the parents who are out there, I'm not a parent, but I always like to liken that relationship between parent, child parent. And just imagine you not having a relationship with your children in the household. Y'all all live in the same house together and nobody's talking
right.
to each other. A sister, sibling, family member.
Right.
And you're in the household. We're in the fold of Jesus Christ. We're there. We're his children. But we don't talk to God at all. He wants us to be connected to us. He wants us to know that he is there.
Yes.
So, yeah, he wants to speak to us. He wants to have
mm-hmm.
that intimate relationship with us, right?
Yeah.
Because that would be a doll house if your husband came home and he never talked to you. I mean,
right.
You wouldn't like that.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't like that. Would you like that,
yeah.
Mindy?
Yeah.
And your kids don't know nothing, That's
right.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a dead life.
It's all about relationships.
It's all about the relationship.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I just go all the time. I just go back to Ephesians 1, 4, and 5. You know, it says that before the beginning of time, it says that Jesus prepared and he saw us holy and he saw us perfect in Christ Jesus. And he loved us. You know what I'm saying? And he adopted us as sons and daughters, and he reconciled us to himself through his son, Jesus Christ. And why did he do that? Because he wanted to. Scripture says he wanted to. He wanted to fellowship with man. He wanted that. And why? Scripture says because it pleased him. So he's looking to have a relationship with us. He's looking. He was looking for us. We weren't looking for him.
No.
He was looking for us. He first so loved the world. And so he's trying to get a message to us. So to say,
Come.
And when you begin to notice in creation, you're hearing him speak that way. But then you can go a little further and you hear deeper.
Going a little bit further. Tell us, what does that look like?
Well, going further and going deeper in him, to me, would be like, just like in your relationship in your marriage, you get closer.
Come on.
Intimacy is into me, you see. And when you get closer, sometimes it gets a little uncomfortable. It gets a little uncomfortable because love is all about being selfless. It's not about self, it's selfless.
And in that marriage, I mean, is it like you try to get to know that person a little bit better? You want to get to know, you want to find ways to pleasing that person a little bit more, right? You know, I often hear sometimes when you and I are talking, you are intentionally thinking about ways to communicate with your husband. And I'm talking to, you know, to Demetria, you're always thinking about what can I do to put a smile on his face? Those intentional things to have a deeper relationship. Even if the communication is a little, sometimes, a little, you know, not right or shaky, you're still trying to find a way how to reconcile, you know, that process and get back to a really good communication. That's God. That's what I hear you saying, Mindy. Like, we need to spend time getting to know him, you know, a little bit more. And it has to be intentional on our part.
Definitely.
I'm loving it. Guys, we are actually talking about life under construction, road signs to victory, and this is part two. We talked about this on last week. And Mindy brought us this wonderful illustration where she's had these different signs posted around the room last week, and each sign prompted something to her. God was speaking to her in certain ways, and she's bought some new signs today. But we would like to hear from you all, and we asked that people who were listening last week, if you're listening this week, if there was some signs that you saw and noticed within the week's coming, the day's coming, how did God speak to you? So we want you to chime in. Let us know. We're curious to know, how did God speak to you? Because we want to learn from you all also. And if it's okay, is it too early to bring this one up?
No, not at all.
You read
not
it. So Demetria's co-worker.
Yeah, this is from a co-worker. And I want to say right here, so I said it before, but even if it's something from some distant past, you know, something that happened that maybe you can look back on and say, you know what? If I had to attach a road sign to that time in my life, this is what I would say. And this sign is from one of my coworkers, a gentleman, and he put it up as a slippery when wet sign where the car is kind of swerving, and he typed this up, a little caption at the bottom. He said, sometimes it is hard to stay on the road. Is that not the truth?
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to stay on the road. Yes.
You want to give up sometimes, and you want to get off the road.
Right.
But you got to just refocus. You got to refocus, and you got to stay the course.
Yes.
Stay the course, you know, on the track. See, there's times where, you know, and what gets us off course is when we look into the natural. When we look into the natural, we have to stay in a place of faith. These are road signs of faith. Right. And we can't look into the natural. The natural will take our peace away. The natural will set us back on that other road that's not the right road.
Right. Right. And also, we got to count on God to do this work.
Right.
You know, yes. When you're saying, you know, we might look at the situation in the natural state, but we might also take it upon ourselves to carry that load.
Right.
And we have a Father who's well able to carry it for us. In fact, he says, through Jesus, take my yoke upon you.
Yes.
Take my yoke, I'll take yours.
Right.
An exchange is happening.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is hard to stay on the road, but thank God for brothers and sisters in Christ, friends, family, whoever God uses to put in our path that lets us know we're not in it alone. And I would hope that we would take advantage of that. Take advantage. Go ahead and open your mouth and express that you need the prayer. You need that companion along the way.
Right.
You know, I'm going through something, Mindy. I need you to be standing with me. Or, you know, just we can't take this journey alone.
We are certainly on one accord tonight, mm-hmm. because as Mindy, as you were speaking about that, mm-hmm. and staying focused. The first thing that popped to my mind was stay in fellowship, to mm-hmm. stay in fellowship with like-minded people,
right.
with other Christians.
Yes,
and it really, and Nisi, you're saying exactly that. It really helps. It definitely helps me, being a single woman, to stay encouraged by listening to other women of the faith. It could be about anything, but just to know that we have something in common. And if I'm panicky about something, and I go to God first, but then he directs me to someone that can, and they don't know they're doing it. They don't know. They may share something about you know, their own story or what have you, and I can see myself in that story. And it's like, don't panic. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
It's okay. And, you know, just stay the course. Stay the course. And it's just staying in fellowship. And I think that's one of those ways that we stay the course.
Yeah.
That we
just stay on the road.
That
right?
we continue to encourage one mm-hmm. another. We keep each other lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Right.
Yes. Yes. And I think too, it brings us back to the stop sign and to focusing. When we stop at the stop sign and we have to focus, we pause to look, you know, for traffic, ongoing traffic coming. And also we can pause to look for his presence.
Yes.
All around us.
Yes.
Because it's there. Because he says he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Now, one of my favorite scriptures is, I say that for every scripture. And I love them all. But Zephaniah 3:17 says, he will rejoice over you with gladness, and he will quiet you with his love. And that word quiet there means that when you come to a stop sign, don't say anything. Hold your peace. Let that stop sign be a reminder to hold your peace, to be calm. Shh. Calm down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the word of
mm-hmm.
the Lord. How is he heard? In the stillness,
mm-hmm.
in the quiet. He says he quiets us with his love.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to go back to basic truth in the Word of God to stay on the course.
Mm-hmm.
Basic truth of what Christ did for us,
mm-hmm.
who we are.
Mm-hmm.
All those things build a firm foundation inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I see a special person holding in the wing. If you want to be a part of this conversation, just press 1. And if anyone else who's out there listening, the phone number again is area code 347-637-3604. And we're talking about life under construction. And again, we're talking about these wonderful road signs. You have something, you had a sign?
Well, it puts me in mind of slow down. The stop sign. Sometimes we need to slow down. You're in an area right now. Just, mm-hmm. you know, slow the pace.
Yes.
I think a good way to say that is pace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're like just out of that gate so fast, especially if we've been believing God for something. And sometimes, you know, that's
so understandable.
Yes. Yes.
Something that we believe in God for that so big. Somebody might be believing God for healing. Somebody may need their marriage restored, whatever it is. Somebody may need a job or, you know, but we do need to pace ourselves. Slow down. Don't get so far ahead of God that, you know, you've left him behind, and now we, you know, we're waiting for him to catch up to us. We're on our own time schedule.
And then how can we get ahead of him? Well, we're believing in him for something. You mentioned last week about a promise that God is showing you. I mean, you don't have to tell us the promise.
Right.
But, I mean, how can we get ahead of God? You know, if he's, we are praying to him for something or he's showing us a promise,
right?
How do we get ahead of God?
Well, we get ahead by just not waiting, because mm-hmm. all the promises are inherited through faith mm-hmm. and patience.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're anxious for it. We want it to happen now, and it happens through waiting, because
mm-hmm.
love is patient, and that's mm-hmm. how it happens. And it also happens effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard me say a lot
last
week about these road signs are effortless. So I was thinking about this today. I was thinking about faith, and I was thinking about yielding. And, you know, effortless is God's looking for the sacrifice of the heart. He's looking for the yielded heart to him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for that. You know, we were talking in the beginning about hearing God, you know, we're seeing through the road signs. But we also, when all of us gotten born again, we heard him,
mm-hmm.
and we hear him different ways that we heard him. But he's looking for somebody to hear his heart
mm-hmm.
in the sense of he's speaking, go this way, go that way, do this.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifices of the heart, hearing what he's really saying.
And without hesitation, you do it.
Yes, you hear the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're so busy and we're not slowed down. We don't hear the heart of God.
Right.
And then, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And then what happens when we get anxious, we'll do like what Sarah did.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get in the flesh. And any time you get in the flesh, you know what happens? That self-effort.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get Hagar to sleep with Abraham because my promise hasn't come.
And I don't know how it's coming,
and
Lord.
I don't know how. And so
I'm going to make
it happen.
Yeah.
But you got to remember constantly when you're on the road, this is effortless.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing the heart of God. So anytime you see the word flesh in the Bible and you're struggling with your flesh, you're struggling with self-effort.
Yes.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And so you have to get back to hearing the heart of God
mm-hmm.
and wait for that
mm-hmm.
because the promises are inherited through faith and patience.
Amen.
And yielding. So that would be yielding your heart
mm-hmm.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's good.
All of this speaks to a life under construction, right?
Amen.
Just constantly.
Right?
Yes.
We're constantly being built.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
into his work.
We are.
Yes.
It's that masterpiece.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like the effortlessly part.
I
like that because that's a teachable moment for me. A lot of times I do go back and I look at some of the things God has done and it was without me. Like, I wasn't involved in it as much. As a matter of fact, it caught me off guard. Like, I'm like, oh. And, you know, and so that is a constant reminder of take yourself out of it.
Right.
Go to him for whatever you need to go to him for, and then take yourself out of it and just continue to do the business of God and continue to just live your life, you know, and not think so much about what you went to him for. You went and leave it there.
Right.
Leave it at the altar. Leave it there.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely effortless. You don't have to put our work into it. Just like when we drive to yield, to do all of those things, we don't have to put effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's
mm-hmm.
called grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's his working power in us. I mean, Sarah could have never had a baby
mm-hmm.
at 100 years old. That was the grace of God, the power of God.
Some of the things when we said not using as much effort, and we were saying that sometimes we get busy, so busy that we don't hear God. And then there's another part of it, too, the confusion and just not knowing, you know, God, is that you? Or when we often hear to walk by faith. So I've gone to you, God, for this. Now what's the next step? Walking by faith. Do I put action to that? And so a lot of times there is a little confusion there from folks, okay, do I sit here and wait for something to, you know, to happen? I got to get up and do something and show God that I am faithful about. If I said I want to start a business, putting an idea out there, and I've gone to God for it. So in order for me to start that business, I need to start applying for a business license. I need to start doing the stuff. And so, and then when some things don't, you know, you get a no a couple of times, we kind of tend to get that anxiety or, should I be doing this? And that, and just, you know, what do you say to that type of situation?
Well, to me, then I think of the rest. Mm-hmm. When you come to a rest area, you don't pull in and run all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to sit in a rest. And I could tell you something today that happened while I'm in a rest. See, there's certain truths that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have an infection in my foot, and I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, and what we do when we're in a rest is we don't look in the natural because the healing is already done.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been done 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He took all our sins. He put all his wrath on his son. He took every disease imaginable. So I don't start thinking in the natural, what if this and what if that, and I'm going to die. And no, you stay in him. One of the words for rest is abode.
Mm-hmm.
You abide in him.
Mm-hmm.
See, when the Spirit of God came on Jesus, when he came down from heaven and he came on the dove, he came down as a dove, the Holy Spirit, and he rested on him. It says in the Word of God that he remained it. He remained there in him. And it's the same thing with us. We can choose, you know, doves are very sensitive birds in the natural. So if you're running aimlessly and you're in the natural realm instead of resting in him, the dove would try it off in the natural because they're sensitive. And we would be back in the natural realm. But we have to realize that in him, all these things are already done. They've been done. They've been dealt with at Calvary. Amen?
Amen. It's, you know, sometimes it seems like that's just too simple. And I know we said that about a few things last week.
Yes.
But I know what it's like to be in that anxious place,
mm-hmm.
and to think that, okay, wait a minute. When you do what you can do, because
mm-hmm.
you can only do what you can do, mm-hmm. and those things you can't do, well, there's a light bulb. If I can't do that right now, then okay, let me rest about that thing. But I think overall what I hear you saying is just a God
yes.
you know.
Yes.
Trust the God that you know, the one that saved you, the one who hasn't failed you yet.
Yes.
And I know I'm in a place right now that it looks like I can't even go forward from here, but I'm making up my mind to trust the God that I've always known, that shows me himself daily blesses me, provides for me. So I know I'm in this place right now, and I'm anxious, and I think our God is big enough to handle that.
Man.
He's big enough to handle the anxious times and
yes,
to let us get back to that place of rest so we can...
Oh, he is big enough.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. He's big enough.
All the time. Lord,
yeah.
I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yeah,
I'm so glad he's like that. I'm so glad.
Amen.
He's like, he takes that pressure off.
Yes,
and he just helps us get to another day, get to a better day. But don't neglect to reach out to those things that he's made available to us.
Right.
Yeah, the brothers and sisters in Christ. His written word is right there. His
right.
Spirit that speaks to us,
yes.
that comforts us, that gives us peace. So he's a source, and we can ask for those things until the way is made plain and perfect before us.
Yes.
So I know
right.
sometimes it's just, I've been there.
Yes.
I've been
yes.
there.
Where, we're going to pause and we're going to stay right there because we are due for a break, but this conversation is getting really wonderful. This is Ministry Along the Way. I am Tanyelle.
And I'm Dimitri.
We'll be right back.
Something, that's where you'll meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of this? And listen, if you're feeling sick in your mind and feel like giving up, listen.
Thank you for holding on with us through our break. We are back. This is Ministry Along the Way Radio. My name is Demetria. I am Tanyelle, and we are here with the lovely Mindy. Thanks for coming back, Mindy.
Thank you.
And we are talking about life under construction, road signs to victory. So we're talking about just some simple old construction road signs that can kind of get us to thinking about what God is trying to tell us. And it's a personal message,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
it's a personal message.
To each of us.
To each right. of us, right.
We do have a couple of people on our switchboard, and I just want to thank you for calling in or listening in tonight. If you do want to add your voice to the conversation, we would love to hear from you. Go ahead and push the number one on your phone, and I will add you to our conversation.
There are some things that I try to, you know, I use that example about, trying to start a business or what have you. There are some things, and if I can kind of frame this, you know, in the right way to get you ladies to understand where I'm coming from. But, you know, I've gone to God for certain things, right? And so if I'm going to trust that he'll make it happen, I'll continue forward with what I've asked for. And that's, going back to school when I wanted to go back to get my master's and, okay, Lord, I want to do this. Is this the road you want me to go on? Is this your will for me? And so after I prayed about it, then I moved on it, you know, and I got in school and kind of, you know, ran through the course of doing that, trying to figure out that online stuff. But I stepped, you know, I put some type of action for it to at least start the process.
Yeah.
And so how, you know, how do you encourage people to know when to move after we've asked God for something? Or because I know we say be still a lot, and the Bible tells us to be still a lot. But for people who don't understand what that what we're talking about, meaning be still, because you're not just saying sitting on your rump and being still. We're literally talking about being at peace,
right?
So you want to pick that up for me?
I think, again, before the break, I was saying that you do what you can do because you never know. God might change the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times does that happen? We're heading in a direction, and we know it's God. And then before long, you may want to do something different. So always be open to his leading and his direction. But that doesn't mean that you don't put forth an effort to bring the thing about the past, to do what's in your hands to do. If I can say it that way,
you just said
you do what's in your hands to do and let God do his part.
Absolutely. And it should be peace throughout that.
Exactly. And even if you make a misstep, again, God is big enough. He can handle it. He can shift us and get us back on course if we step on course. So no fear.
You say that. I overloaded my schedule with school, and it doesn't mean, you know, you this wasn't for me. I shouldn't be in school. No, you overloaded yourself. So chill out. Get back, you know, on the course and just keep moving forward, right?
Yeah. Could that be considered a speed bump?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking as y'all were talking, God knows the best route. And like you were saying, we have to trust him. We have to trust him. There's always bumps in the road. And Jesus tells us there will be bumps. And he tells us to fear not and to place our hope in Christ who has overcome. And so while driving and there is a bump, we need to slow down and let God drive our life and so that we'll have a smooth ride. And so I wrote down John 16:3, I've told you these things so that in me you would have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome this world. So sometimes we just have to be in that place of stillness, and it's going to come to us what to do at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a detour we're taking.
Right.
Or I know one time in our church, it just seemed like, okay, what's wrong here? But actually what was happening is we were taking a turn. We were taking a turn. And as we were taking that turn, it seemed uncomfortable to make that turn. He was shifting us in his direction. Sometimes we go the wrong way, and he shifts us back in his direction, and it doesn't necessarily feel good when he makes that shift. In that term.
Right. And it may put a seed of doubt, like, oh, I thought I was heading in the right direction. That's okay. Like, that's okay. I know you thought you were heading in the right direction. Well, guess what?
Man plans his course, but God directs him.
That's right.
So sometimes for our brains and everything to come in alignment with that, we have to reconstruct and structure back into the path that God's put us on.
Yeah, for me, being such a type A personality, like always wanting to be in control of things, that scripture right there kind of helped me just look, relax. It's okay, you know, yeah, you plan, but, you know, just you don't have to stick to that plan. Like, don't be so rigid in your process or in your planning. And now totally, you know, I'm at so much peace with not trying to stick to such a rigid plan, but always constantly going to God and saying, okay, how do you want me to do this? You know, literally, how do you want me to do this process? How do you want me to figure it out? You tell me. You show me.
Right.
And he does. He really does show, you know, you how to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily me when we say, you know, because, again, you know, we say these, scripture does tell us about we try to put our plans in spot, and we always hear people say, God said, show me your plan, and he'll laugh at you. You hear old people say that. But the thing is that he gives us intelligence, God wants us to think. He wants us to use this noggin on the top of our head. But sometimes we trap ourselves into such a rigid process, and if it doesn't come out that way, then we get that anxiety.
Right.
We get depression. We tend to, if we feel those emotions coming upon us, depression, anxiety, then we start to step outside and use other, you know, means of things to kind of help us cope, you know, and I'm leading into maybe drugs, alcohol, what have you. And so, you know, no, just come back. It's okay if it, you know, don't put yourself in a box in such a rigid plan. Leave some room for God to kind of help you work that plan out. Leave some room in there.
Those speed bumps, it's just God putting that speed bump. We want to heed. We want to recognize that sign, right?
Right.
We've all sped too fast over a speed bump. That's not fun, right?
Yeah.
So God has put a speed bump. It's for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's going to be for our best.
Right.
Because he's always doing what's for our best, not just to trip us off, you know.
I've heard some of the ladies at church who are mentors of mine, and they'll say things like, even in ministry, you know, like I've had to take a step back. Like I've had to slow down a little bit and spend some me time, spend some one-on-one time with God, literally taking a step back, taking a break some days, and they're doing a good thing. They're working in ministry and they're chugging along, but sometimes somewhere down the line getting overworked or just getting burned down. And God doesn't want us to be burned down and dragging and lethargic, you know. So even those, you know, you find some of the most seasoned people,
right.
I'm finding,
right.
you know, will tell me, yeah, I've even had to take a break. Or I've had to have someone nudge me and say, you know, and you said it last week. You know, somebody told you God said you need a rest.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think,
See, I remember.
Yeah, I had to think.
I told you, I'm listening.
Because I'm in that place in my life right now where I am resting. A girl gave me a word that the Lord had spoke to her and told her to tell me not to be afraid to rest because I wouldn't be wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just necessary because I believe that he wants to speak to us during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so busy and we're so rushed. And
right.
I'm kind of one of those people, you know, I could be doing a lot of things, but I love to go spend time with.
And a lot of good things. You know, and a lot of things may not be bad. I mean, you know, when I say bad things,
right.
I don't mean you're frivolous and shopping and you don't
right.
know. I mean, you're working in ministry, so a lot of good things, right?
Right.
But sometimes even in that, God wants to spend that one-on-one time with you. He needs you
yes.
to be still because he may have a mission for you that's out of this world, and he needs you to take this little mini vacation before you're ushered into this new thing, you know. Yeah,
right. And
absolutely.
He wants to birth. He wants to birth his promises in
mm-hmm.
us, and those promises come forth in power.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We do have a call. And caller, I'm going to add you right now. I'm making you live.
Hello. How are you, ma'am?
Hi, Minister Guys. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love calling in and listening. It's all, not always I get to do it consistently, but it's always just a blessing to hear and listen and to share with you guys. And I'm listening, and I'm just – and God keeps telling me, and I'm hearing, and I'm listening to you guys – that with the road construction, how it's just such a consistent thing. You know, when you look at, you know, you can look across the country and you ride down one highway for 20 years, and it's like every time I come, they're always doing something on the road. But the further you go, it's like this 5-mile stretch is great, this 1-mile stretch is bad, the next 20-mile stretch is great. And I just think that spiritually, to keep in line with what you guys are saying, it's just such an encouragement to know that God will always keep constructing our lives and moving
yes.
us around and shaping us and molding us. And like you said, cousin, you know, stop, slow down, you know, pace yourself. There's something going on ahead of you that you got to be prepared for. And so, you know, it's just, it's a blessing how you were using something so tangible, but in the spirit realm. And it to me, it's just really speaking to me to say the fight is never finished. You know, it's the ultimate goal is to be in heaven and to meet Jesus, in that our whole lives are going to always be this constant construction, and there are going to be long periods of peace and rest, and then there's going to be some short, bumpy detours, and, you know, I'm really in love with this conversation tonight, so thank you guys for
just what's your name?
Tedra.
Oh, Tedra, you called us on our
I knew she wanted to say a name, like I knew it was, yeah. This is my cousin. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. That made, I mean, really, you just said it a lot, you know, a mouthful. And you're absolutely right, TD, that we are constantly under construction. God never wants us to get complacent. That he's constantly working on us until we meet him in glory is what she was saying. And so it is awesome. I'm glad you're seeing it that way also.
Amen.
Yes, and thank you for sharing it with us, for calling in, for taking the leap and adding your voice to the conversation.
I mean, and you sound like a woman of wisdom. I'm just saying, I'm smiling big over here. I love you, and I'll see you in May.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Tedra. We really appreciate that.
That was awesome. That was awesome. And you know, she's saying that when she takes those drives, and she lives in Georgia, so uh-huh. She sees a lot of construction when she's coming home to Louisiana, and often she'll see, you know, there's new construction going on. And spiritually, as you bring us this tangible illustration of the signs, you know, it just allows her to think about God will always have us under construction. Yeah. Sometimes there'll be still moments, you know, those peaceful moments. Sometimes there'll be speed bump moments.
Right.
It doesn't, but he's with us through the entire process.
Right. We're a constant work in progress.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Build into that day where we become that masterpiece.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to get to that place in God where we're solid and we're seasoned. It doesn't mean that we still won't have moments of doubt or just won't have even difficult things to face. But we're going to know who our God is in the midst
yes.
of that. And we're going to know who we are in Christ in
yes.
the midst of that.
Yeah, and when I'm having those doubtful moments, I laugh at myself and I feel doubtful times, you know. Sometimes, and I'll go refer to James, you know, about the doubtful mind. I read that scripture and I let it just, you know, pierce my heart, and it'll remind me about, look, you're putting yourself again. You're putting yourself in this. Just stay the course.
Yeah.
Stay the course,
right.
You know. So, yeah.
Ladies, I saw a sign this morning.
Go ahead.
I think it's, sometimes I try to change my route up to work, and I go this route often, but I've never noticed this sign before. Look, I'm noticing signs now. And it said, do not litter, do not dump. And I said, you know what? I'm not a dumping ground. Girl, negativity, I've got like two different words on this throughout the day. And the first one was, I have to be careful of what I allow to be poured into me. Like, there's no litter in here. I've got to be careful of what I take in through my eyes, through my ears, what I expose myself to. So that was the first thing I got. What do you ladies feel about that?
I love it. I've actually fasted before from negativity, literally. And if somebody was calling to complain, or even if it wasn't a complaint, whatever it's, if it was a negative comment or anything, I would literally stop a minute track and say, you know, not right now. Can I get back to you a little later about that? And I did that for about a month or two, and it was good. If there was a negative conversation going on, I picked myself up out of the conversation. I didn't have to go, oh, I'm fasting from negativity,
right.
Or I didn't do any of that. It was a personal thing.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yes.
It was good.
Yes.
And it connected me. And those fasting moments really is to connect me closer to God, really. And so, and to watch what is being poured into me.
Right.
Watch what's being poured into my spirit.
It's really important what we expose ourselves to and what we fill ourselves with, you know?
Yeah. It's important because you find yourself sometimes being a party to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just being honest. You find yourself sometimes if people are involved in something and it has nothing to do with you, and you find yourself a party to a conversation that's really putting a bad
There's power in a tongue. And now you're speaking some negativity over somebody or, you know, something in their life, and you're putting power on that negativity in somebody else's life. So I've looked at, like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yes. No, I agree totally. You know, we need to watch all the time what we think and what we put in, because it's very important, because that's what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out. And one thing that we're doing in our life until we meet the Lord is we're changing the way we think.
Yes.
Constantly, we are changing the way we think. We're making peace with God all the time with things that the natural mind says, uh-uh, that's not right. And God might say, no, this is right. So we have to change.
Yeah, we're like, it doesn't make any sense, because
right.
Again, we want to put effort in it. We have to see ourselves in it some kind of way. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so we're changing the way we think so that we stay the course, so that we stay on the target of where he's sending us.
Mm-hmm.
Because our natural eye is looking sometimes on that course. That's not God.
But if you look at it through God's, through Christ's eyes, if you look at, you can see it now. Like, you can see things now. I like to say some of the circumstances are the same, but my response to those circumstances
yes.
are completely different.
Yes, right.
And when you say the dump, the negativity, I'll go so far as, too, just to say if a family member is having some kind of confrontation, I'm always the fix it, the go-between, you know, the mediator,
yes.
whatever, and I needed a break. So
yeah.
during that fast, I'm serious. If I'm normally the person you can pick up and call, guess what so-and-so said? And I go, I'm watching television right now or something. Or I'm doing, can I call you back? Or can I talk to you about this a little bit later? And you know what it's caused? Those two people to work it out amongst themselves and me not be that buffer.
Yeah.
And that they really deal with whatever those issues are. So, it took me out of it. Because I was all up, you know,
right.
I don't need to be the fix-it person. God got that.
Yeah.
And y'all, it makes, you know, people communicate a little bit more. Yeah. So,
right.
And it took me off the, you know, yeah, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You're responsible. No. So I really did. I fasted from negativity for a while. And it was a challenge, too. Because just something simple as somebody wanting to get that advice, you know, because they're upset about somebody in the family said
right.
something, and really it helped them to build that bond.
Right. Right. And then you're allowing God to speak to them and move.
That's what I mean.
Exactly right. And then it's on course in his direction instead of way out of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in the sign, too, just what we spend time with, sometimes it may not be what's best for us. You know, it's not that. You know, not that it's something so horrible, but for a particular time in your life that God may even want to get your attention and have you be so he can pour into you, but we've distracted ourselves. I call that kind of a littering dump site, too, to some degree. I was speaking with a lady, and I'm not even sure what exactly took place on her job, but she needed to change her atmosphere. What she was telling me, that's what I recognized, and that's what I told her. I said, you know how you do that? You know, put some worship music on. So whatever you've been involved in these conversations with these other people, it's made a negative atmosphere.
Right.
You've been this wastebasket that's
yes.
been taking all this junk in, and
exactly.
now you need to change your atmosphere because it has come and polluted it.
Exactly.
In that sense, just, we have to guard our hearts and guard our minds and our spirits
right.
and pour in those things that are good and healthy that keep that relationship with Christ, you know, good and strong, that we know that we can count on him and he is the all in all. So in this place, there's peace. In this place, God is God. But if I pollute that, now I can't even see through all the filth in the
Right. You can't. No one else can see. No one else can see your light. No, you know, there's no kingdom building. There's nothing.
It's
a polluted environment.
That was the first thing that God spoke to me about the dump site. But then I know that there are. I passed by a dump, and sure enough, this dump site here, you can come dump your trash.
Right.
So then God showed me the other side. Like, you know, sometimes you do need to. Unload it. Here's the proper place for that.
Right.
So again, we have to got to guard our hearts. Let him speak to us to know the difference.
And where's the proper places mm-hmm. sometimes?
On our knees, first of
thank
all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. First
you
of all.
Yes. That's when I realized the gift of intercessory. Seriously, I took that fix-it mentality because there's nothing wrong with wanting to be that ear for someone and to give good guidance or good, you know, just mm-hmm. to allow them to get that off their chest. But pulling yourself out of it, and I changed it a whole, it took the stress off me. I got on my knees. I gave their issues to God, and I left it there, and I watched that thing work itself out. Like, watch God work it out.
Yeah, that reminds me of what I heard the Lord tell me when we started the church. He said, because I was, you know, afraid, you know, a little bit, like all these women, what am I to do, Lord? And he said, never forget this. Always lead them to me.
Always.
Don't let them depend on you.
Yes.
Lead them to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he wants. He's jealous for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He doesn't want us depending on anything in life
mm-hmm.
more than him.
Mm-hmm. Takes the pressure off of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
And you're not in his way.
Do that.
You're not in his way in their life.
Right.
You're not blocking them from getting access to their God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Keeps you humble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I personally don't want to have to do that with everybody, like mm-hmm. take them every little step.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Yes, I don't want to do that because, you know, that gets wearing on a person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not God.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I won't expose the person, but I have a family member that will call and say, could you pray for me for such and such? And I say, you know what? You pray for yourself for that. Well, I want you to pray. It's almost like you have better access. No, you have access to him too. So to empower people to know you have access to Christ. You pray. Not that I don't want to pray, and I'm going to pray for you. But, you know, I didn't say all that. But I don't know. You pray that prayer for yourself. There's more power in you praying that prayer for yourself than me. And knowing that you have that access. Again, me removing myself out of that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like what Demetria said, you know, because wherever we go, we don't want to be filled with trash.
Mm-hmm.
We bring the presence of God with us.
Mm-hmm.
We change the atmosphere wherever we go.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're listening to trash or we're taking trash mm-hmm. in, that kind of just diminishes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to bring the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. to bring heaven on earth.
Right.
To people.
Absolutely. And I look at it, if people are asking a request in prayer, it's, you know, not as a negative. I don't want to put that in with the negative conversations I tend to fast from sometimes. But literally just letting people be aware of the fact that you have access to the Savior, to him too. You are a child of God. If you say you believe in your heart that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you have access as well. So, you know, you go to the throne of grace for yourself.
Right.
You know. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't realize what prayer is.
No.
Because prayer is like, if you're in prayer for something and you don't have the results yet, it's leaning on him. It's not telling God how it is.
You're going to tell him what to do.
Right. You're leaning on him in this as you go down the road mm-hmm. through this mm-hmm. situation. And so you're
total dependency. Total dependency.
And that total dependency.
Total
that's
dependency.
What prayer is.
Yes.
And so each step of the way, he'll show you how to get through that road.
Yeah. So we're going to say that again. You're not going to God saying, this is what you're going to do for me, because then now you're sitting back and waiting for it to happen in the next 2 minutes or seconds. This is total dependency. We're letting God know you are the Lordship over my life. So I'm coming to you about this situation.
And that's
right.
It. That's it.
Right.
That's it. Totally.
We have a life of purpose that he's given us, but it's his purpose for us.
Right.
We are in his design, so it's his destiny for us.
Yes.
And when we learn that, we can here, Lord, take the reins.
Amen.
This is good. I'm getting all teary-eyed. Because, hearing me say that, it is a constant reminder. That's all God. God wants for us to be totally dependent upon him. Not bumping our heads against the wall and not being so frustrated, you know, all the time because we put our own works in it. He's saying, release it to me. Give it to me.
Yes,
whatever it is, give it to me.
Right.
So that constant prayer doesn't have to be some formal prayer where you're repeating scripture verbatim.
just simple conversation with your father.
Right.
Just leaning that I need you, or Daddy, right. thank you for what, right. you know, just
Thanksgiving.
It's a huge part of it, acknowledging that I am thankful that I can even come to you. Right?
Amen. Amen. And I always love to refer to the Beatitudes. Mm-hmm. So as we're talking,
go ahead.
It reminded me of blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about that? The meek inherit the earth. The earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I think that's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Yes.
For they're the sons of God. Like, you didn't get involved. That you know how to, you know, we preach the gospel of peace, the gospel of
mm-hmm.
grace.
Yes.
You know, and so we teach them these things by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. Follow me as I follow Christ.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
That's what Paul said.
Right.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're examples.
We are three ladies that are certainly under construction, and we welcome that under construction process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cedric, we know you welcome it. This is a wonderful conversation. I think we are due for a second break. I almost don't want to go anywhere. This is Ministry Along the Way. I am Tanya, and
I'm Demetria.
We'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks, Karen. Karen?
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are having a very wonderful discussion, even off the air. I wish you guys can hear what we talk about off the air. I mean, the Holy Spirit is truly in this blue room. We are talking life under construction, road signs. This is our part two conversation. I am Tanya, and
I'm Demetria.
And we have Mindy with us for a second time. She is so brave, y'all. She came back.
Hello.
And she lends wonderful conversation to what we're talking about. If any one of you all want to chime in on this conversation with us, please dial 347-637-3604 and just simply press 1. Yeah, so when we were off the air, we were talking about warning signs, which led us to a detour sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes I'll just kind of throw it out there. There will be detours, and it makes me think of Matthew 2:12, and it says, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another route. So Herod was having all the babies killed in the land, and the Holy Spirit gave them a warning dream, and so there's warning signs, and they went another route so that Jesus wasn't killed. And have you ever had a warning dream?
Yes.
And you didn't go because of that.
I had a warning dream to alert me that somebody was going to try to re-enter into my life. Like, literally, it jilted me, though, that that God spoke so clearly to me. And just knowing that God can speak that way, I have to tell you, I was a little taken off guard. Literally woke up from the dream and received a communication from this person that I hadn't spoken with in 3 years.
Maybe. Wow.
And it almost, like, it gripped me. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, God, you are real. It was one of those moments, like, you are real. I can't believe this. So, I've had that. I've had that experience before. Yeah,
and I had this was a long time ago when I was in my 20s. We were going to go to Florida, and my daughter had a dream that I drowned.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like everything, you know, the car was breaking and just everything leaning for us not to go. We didn't go,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so in Scripture, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit comes and he warns us of things to come.
Yeah.
So there's certain roads we shouldn't take. There'll be a detour.
Yeah.
For us to go another way.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Can you read that scripture again,
please? In Matthew 2:12, it says, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Not to go back.
Not to go
not
back.
Not to go back.
Yeah.
And that's what that's what God was
like
showing. Not to go back. For me and that person, it was not to go back. And was preparing me. And like I said, God speaks, guys. Folks who are listening, he speaks, and be ready when he does, because I'm telling you, I'm like, God, you, this is real. Like, you really speak to us. You really want us. You're not a figment of my imagination. You're not. This is real, and I begin to accept that, you know. So now I accept those warning signs or, you know, the detours, the watch ahead to look, you know, or even to move. You know, this is when I want you to move, you know. And so, yeah.
I like that, not to go back.
Not to
now,
go
what
back.
What happened to Lot's wife when
she turned back. Absolutely.
She turned into a pillar.
Yes,
of
she
salt.
Did.
She was wanting what was back
right.
there.
Right.
And faith sees afar. Faith looks forward. It never turns back. I'll never forget, like I told y'all, I'm a walker. And on my walk, the Lord said, I don't want you to look back. And when he said that, I wanted
you
to look back.
And you want to look back.
And he was just saying, trust me and keep walking forward. Our journey, too. Trust in him and just keep going forward. When we look back, we go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But if a righteous man falls 7 times, what does he do?
Get back up.
He gets right
get
back
up.
And you move forward. You never move backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
And that's a struggle for a lot of, I know a lot of people that we, because it's the familiar, you know, that back is the familiar.
That's
and
right.
So we, it's that comfort zone. Even sometimes if it's not good for us, it's the familiar. And so the going forward is the unknown.
Right.
And you know, I used to say, I remember as we're talking at being at a conference in Arizona, and, you know, at work, they always wanted you to share something about yourself. So, and I shared that I drew this black, you know, big black blob. And that was my, I didn't like the unknown. And this was years ago, and I was afraid, because I wanted to be in control, you know. And so I said, I don't like the unknown. It was like, what is that? And so now I accept the unknown. In my new life, I accept the unknown.
Yeah.
I still ask questions.
Yes.
God, are you sure?
Yes.
This is you? You know, but I accept the unknown. Yes. And I used to, I wanted to know. I wanted to know, what do you have? Where am I supposed to win? What? You know, and never even including God. These are questions just for Tanya L.
Right.
These were just questions for me. You know, are you comfortable with this? You want to do this? Should you do that? Never including God in any of it. You know, but now it's constant conversation with him, with my father. And, you know, okay, I'm ready, whatever, wherever you want to take it, take it.
Yes, because our father is full of the supernatural.
The supernatural.
And new.
Yes.
Change.
Yes, he never wants us to stay in the same place.
No.
He's so loving, isn't he?
Yes.
He wants us to always experience him in a new way.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
New living way.
That's right.
New living way. I like the scripture that you read. And again, you did explain that this is when it was killing the babies.
Right.
And this was God's plan to preserve Jesus, to save him. So when you read that, and I actually read it a second time, sometimes we're detoured in order to preserve that Christ in our life, that place that he has us in. We don't want to go back. We don't want to be tainted. So this is where I am now. Sometimes not with old friends. We got to take a detour. It may not be with, okay, it was my habit to maybe even go, you know, I love family and everything, but this is just an example. It's not my story. I'm just speculating right now. Okay, I want to say that in case my family members are listening. I love my family. But it may not be what's best for me right now to go and participate in that particular thing. I've got to preserve Jesus. I've got to head in.
I'll step out there for you, and I'll use that example. There has been some cases where we would normally, I have a big family, and where we would normally celebrate, and as God was welcoming me into this new life, there were places that I just could not celebrate with them anymore. And I didn't put it on a bulletin and say, hey, I can't go with y'all.
Right.
I didn't do that. I didn't make anybody feel uncomfortable about where they were going. Didn't do that. I just went about my business. I accepted the invite.
Right?
Yeah, I accepted those invites to, you know, to those places. Thank you, you know, for, you know, inviting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't go. And again, didn't make anybody feel uncomfortable about anything. This was where God had me in a path that he was taking me on, and I had to be obedient. But I have to say, I see the fruits of it.
Yeah.
I see the fruits of it within my family. I see those fruits because while all that was going on and I was being obedient, sometimes I was on my knees, you know, interceding on behalf of my family, and I see the fruits of it.
Yeah.
So there are times when we do have to make some of those decisions, even when it's those that we are so closest to, that we have to take those breaks. And we have to choose. God wants us to choose. I was having a conversation with a lady today, and, you know, God, we have to make a decision. Are you going to follow me, Jesus Christ, or the world? And he's asking us to choose. And sometimes those choices are like, for real, Lord, you want me to do? Do you not? I mean, seriously? And he's saying, yes, and watch what I do if you choose. So there.
Yeah. That brings us back to the road song.
Yeah.
You know, along the way, we follow the road signs of faith, and it leads us to our destination, which is, when we arrive, a reserved parking spot in heaven.
That's what Tessa was saying. That's exactly what she was saying.
Our final destination, right?
Yes.
I love what you said about Christ preserving. How would you say Christ preserving?
We're preserving
within us.
Relationship. That, you know, we don't want anything to get near and attain him and get us off course.
Right.
So we might need to take a detour away from some people or some things.
Right.
You know?
I love that.
Or even a train of thought. We got to detour away from some thoughts sometimes, right?
Exactly.
We got to take every thought captive.
Right. Yes, to the obedience of Christ, because we're sent forth for him. So we're different. We don't fit in the world no more. Anyway, we don't fit, even if we try.
We shake it up.
That's right.
We shake it up.
Yeah. We bring the kingdom.
Yeah.
Heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. This is good. And I think, actually, it seems like we're coming to a natural ending place. That's what I'm sensing right now. It's been good. We don't always start or end with prayer, but I feel led tonight to do that.
Can you lead us out with prayer? We're going to end on that note.
Thank you, Father God. Father, I pray for the listeners out there, Father God. I pray for anybody struggling right now, Lord God, that you would show them the road signs, Lord God, that would lead them, Father, into your arms, into your intimacy, Lord God, with you, Father God. Father, I ask that you just touch all the listeners. I ask, Lord God, that you just bless them, Father God, and lead them straight into your arms, Father God. Father, I pray that they would keep right, Lord God.
Amen.
That they would stay in you, Lord God. That they would abide and rest in your love,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. We thank you for tonight, and we love you, Lord, in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wow.